5.23.
Why can the same sound be beautiful music for some people and for others just noise and probably unpleasant noise?
Well, there are two main reasons. The first is to do with rules. Music has rules, and if you understand the rules, you enjoy the music. If you don't, for you, it is noise. It's just like a language. If you listen to a language you don't understand, for you, it is just noise. A good example is modern classical music. Most music over the last 500 years has been tonal. That means it has tunes, harmony, and so on. And those are the rules that most of us understand. But when some classical composers in the 20th century started writing atonal music, they broke the rules. And for most people, this just sounds like noise, until you learn to understand the new rules of atonal music. The same is also true of a lot of experimental jazz, where players are improvising.
And the second reason?
The second reason is the cultural associations that music has for us. A lot of young people, for example, associate opera or classical music with boring older people, a stuffy concert hall, music that goes on forever. So for them, it is noise. There is a shopping mall somewhere in the UK where they had a problem with a group of young people hanging around in the afternoons and evenings. So they decided to play classical music instead of playing the usual pop music. The teenagers found it so uncool that they stopped coming. And of course, for many older people, when they hear any music with a beat, they don't hear it as music, they just hear it as thump, thump, thump. And for them, it also has negative associations.